the solutions to their priorities.
So would this kind of be an example of how it works? Like, let's say my community, I live in Milwaukee, you know, and maybe Milwaukee being such a metropolitan area isn't the best example, but let's say that there is a significant amount of flooding going on during certain parts of the year, and that there's this piece of land over here that may have been a wetland before, but it's currently just kind of meh. You know, there's maybe a building on it that's in disrepair, and, you know, there's a thing over here, and it's sort of like the low-hanging fruit. And it was wetland, and it could be wetland again. Would the money then go to sort of restoring that as a wetland, or is that too simplistic of a?
No, that's not too simplistic. That's right. There's two parts of this new program. There's two parts of it. One is doing the assessment to identify where those opportunities exist. Right. Yep. Where can we do this work? And there's a lot of ways of doing that. A lot of it's computer-based and et cetera, but looking at a watershed and understanding where is our water problems occurring and how can we then concentrate wetlands in these areas instead of way over here if we're trying to solve a problem, you know, on that end. And then the second part, to a minor extent, is then, you know, getting the work done to bring the wetlands that are identified back in a way so they can start holding water again. That being said, there's a lot of other funding sources out there for that type of work. When you get to the point where you have a plan to say, here's what we want to do and here's why it's important for the flooding in Milwaukee or wherever, that stuff is really conducive to funding sources. Communities are able to tap into a lot of different ways to get that done. So right now, a big part of it is helping identify the most cost-effective places to do that work. And in, you know, the Milwaukee River District, I know you had Riverkeeper on a couple issues ago, that's happening, right? So there's work going on right now identifying those areas in the upper portions of the watershed that flow down into the Milwaukee River through the city and identifying wetlands and how can we work with folks up there to start putting wetlands back to help grab some of this water so it isn't flushing downstream and causing all the problems. And, you know, when you're working with farmers, and you're asking them to put a wetland in to solve a problem in Milwaukee, sometimes that's a hard sell, right? So you gotta present it in ways that help them understand why it's also important to their operation.
Folks, that's all the time we have for now. But if you want to listen to my full conversation with Tracy Hames, check out Cripescast anywhere you get podcasts. All right, folks, that's it for now. Check out Wisconsin Wetlands. That's at Wisconsin Wetlands on Facebook, at WI Wetlands Assoc, ASSOC on Twitter. And
I didn't know what you were doing.
That's at WI Wetlands ASSOC. So you got that there.
Gotcha.
But check out their website, wisconsinwetlands.org. And Colleen, where can they follow the Cripescast?
Follow the Cripescast on all platforms at Cripescast. And make sure to follow Charlie and the Manitowoc Minute at Manitowoc Minute, at Charlie Barons on all platforms. If you want to see Charlie on the road, go to Cripescast.com and click on tour. And also check out our new updated merch website, ManitowocMinute.com. Our full video podcast is on YouTube, Facebook, and Spotify. And leave us a review only if it's nice. And let us know what you think of the episode.
Oh, yeah, folks. Thank you so much. Everybody, keep her moving now. Watch for deer and get out in the wetlands. See what they're all about. Yep. It'll be a fun time. Okay. Bye-bye now.
So roll out the barrel and get the band brewing. Life's got you down. Just keep her moving. It's on Wisconsin. The Badgers say it's the old Wisconsin Jubilee.
You know, sometimes when you're ice fishing, you put your foot into walleye hole and go ass over tea kettle and you think you're done. No, you gotta keep her moving.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com. I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. The death toll on the Hawaiian island of Maui is now 93. Hundreds are missing. Maui County Police Chief John Pelletier says everyone is pulling together.
We're going to get the resources as fast as we can. This is a united team, one fight. One fight for Maui.
Carter Evans picks up the story from there.
Fire crews are still battling flare-ups across 5 square miles of scorched earth in the small town of Lahaina. So far, authorities have only searched about 3% of the area for victims.
It may be the worst fire that America ever faced by the time it's done.
Rescue workers now have the grim task of identifying charred remains.
When we pick up the remains and they fall apart, and some of you, that's what you're stepping on.
Hawaii Governor Josh Green says there are many questions about breakdowns in the alert system.
My team is doing a thorough review. We've begun it with our attorney general, and that's the important piece for us now. Of course, most of our efforts are going to be on recovery.
The Fulton County District Attorney is widely expected to issue sweeping indictments against former President Trump in the Georgia election interference case. CBS's Robert Costa is following.
She's using a RICO-style prosecution to go after many people, part of this sprawling alleged effort to overturn the election in Georgia.
Attorney General Merrick Garland has appointed the U.S. Attorney for Delaware to serve as special counsel for an investigation into Hunter Biden's business dealings. CBS's Catherine Herridge says Garland announced he was doing so at David Weiss's request.
We heard exclusively from these IRS whistleblowers who alleged that David Weiss wanted to partner with U.S. attorneys in California and Washington, D.C. to bring charges, but he was refused. He's disputed that. But if you look very closely at the language here in the order, it says that the special counsel is authorized to prosecute federal crimes in any federal jurisdiction. So now he's got it in black and white, so there can be no question.
Turn your eyes skyward tonight for the Perseid meteor shower. WCCO-TV's Derek James tells us all about it.
Officials with the Abrams Planetarium at Michigan State University say dozens of meteors will zoom through the sky per hour. To get the best looks at this heavenly sight, people are advised to find an area with little to no light pollution.
Don't worry if you miss it. The show will continue through the end of this month. The show did not go on last night for Lionel Richie and the Earth, Wind & Fire in New York.
Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
The sold-out show at Madison Square Garden was canceled an hour after it was set to begin. The singer said he was unable to fly in because of poor weather. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
There's someone in your neighborhood making a difference. A realtor, giving their time to good causes, giving food that feeds communities, giving back like a good neighbor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
If you need last-minute hires in no time, you need Indeed. Their integrated hiring solution lets you schedule and conduct video interviews all in one place. Finding your next great hire has never been more streamlined. Get hiring at Indeed.com/credit.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, SkillBridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a chance for scattered showers. Daytime highs approaching 73. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast tonight. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 59. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 63. Cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 65.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999 and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. It's football season. What's up, Earl?
Man, Gilbert, man, you can smell it, can't you?
You can see it now.
I mean, good morning and welcome to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. Gilbert, a sign that it won't be too long happened this past Saturday, Friday night, and that was family night in Lambeau Field. 67,000 people, man.
Plus.
What is that about, man? To see a scrimmage.
It goes to show you we got the best fans on the planet, baby.
Hey, man. Look, man. It was like it was a playoff game. They had on all the stuff, man. Like it was a regular game.
Pageantry, as they call it.
Yeah, that's what pageantry, man. That's a pretty big word there, man.
I know, Earl. I'm hitting above your pay grade.
Hey, Gilbert, that's the right word too, man. Pageantry. That's exactly what that is, man. Let me look that up. Calvin, will you look that word up for me? Pageantry. Yeah. No, man. Hey, but you're absolutely right. That's what it is. When 67,000 people, Gilbert, and they pay for parking, and they all come and, man, to get in there and get out of there, hours. So it's so magical. Yeah.
Check this out, though, Earl. Check this out. You 10 years old. You walking up the Lambeau Field. For the first time.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
You may not ever get a chance to get back in there, until you're an adult.
There you go. There you go.
Grandfathers bringing their grandchildren.
When they walk in at 10 years old.
Right.
Telling them the story.
Yeah. Yeah, man, the history of the Packers, the history of Lambeau Field is actually the history of the NFL, right?
Unmatched. It's unmatched. And we've been messing around them clowns down the road, the Chicago Bears, forever. And now, for the first game, we got them. It all lines up, man. It's lining up.
The players been hitting each other. Well, not really hitting each other because they don't do that.
They dance. They two-step dance with each other for a little while.
Yeah. And so in the family night game, are they really tackling?
Yeah, because your girlfriend is playing.
But you got to really be careful because I was reading where some star players blew out their knees. And look, man, they ain't going full tilt, man. They can't run that risk, are they?
That's the hazardous of the job. You got to go. Once they tell you the bullets are live, it's either kill or be killed. Because guess what? You still trying to make this team, man.
Right.
And this first chance you about to show everybody because they want to see how you perform in front of the crowd now. The distractions. That's the main key. Your timing. Can you understand things in loud places? I mean, it's all the little things, girl, that's going to get you over the top.
So they're going 100% live against their own teammates.
Only people that ain't like, it's a control, like I told you before, it's a control butt whooping. I'm telling you that. And of course, the quarterbacks are never live.
Right.
You know, they the darlings, you know, you can't touch them.
Right.
And some, in certain situations, the running backs are not live.
Right.
Shut them up. But the offensive and defensive line, you go hard. Every part of that scrimmage.
You know, safeties, defensive backs on the wide receivers.
Yeah.
They got to pull up. They're not exactly.
Now, you know, you ain't going to kill right. Shaq no more. Got to knock them. But they are going to hit you. They're going to hit you to let you know that they're there. But you can't do that to your team.
Right, right. Well, that's what I'm saying. But the linemen can.
I mean, well, you know, you don't have them type of shots where you could have took a shot when he wasn't looking right. type shot.
Right.
You know.
But
you're going to go hard.
But that line is that's the real deal.
That's the real deal. That's the real deal. Line is going hard all the time.
So now they're measuring.
But no kill shot. Yeah, right. No kill shot.
Right, right, right. You're not going to bury the cat. And, no. You know, you get out, you got your hands on them, and yeah. you may just open the hole. You ain't going to bury them. You're going to just push them out of the way.
No, I wouldn't say that because they looking to go watch the film. If they can see that they put that pancake on they're going to be talking about it in the meat room.
So for people who may not know that language, that pancake is you got your hands on them. And you pushing them out of the way, and you know
they fall. You as a defensive lineman fall, and the offensive lineman land on top of you. That's called a pancake. And then when the offensive lineman get up and he said, "Hey, you want some syrup with that pancake?"
Hey, man, and you know you can get away with that, And when it's nice and warm and the ground is soft, you know, get up. But around November, December, you don't want to be pancaked.
You ain't going to like that. Let's get it right now, Earl. You don't want to be pancaked, never.
Hey, Gilbert.
Never.
You ever been pancaked?
Earl, please. Ain't a man alive. I'm still looking for him. One-on-one, ain't a man alive. I'm still looking for him.
Anyway, you know, it looks like Jordan Love played pretty decent. He looked pretty good.
Yeah. That's what I've been hearing, man. You know, he made some nice throws, some good decisions.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's the stuff you've been hearing, you know, in the state. But some of the reporters outside the state have not been so kind to Jordan Love.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, they don't think he's going to make it, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the reporters outside. They just think that he lacks leadership and all those kind of things. But we're going to see, right?
Yeah, I mean, they don't test the man.
Before he even get into action, right?
Yeah, don't test the man. I mean, I'm sitting here like, when a dude has been putting his time in for this long, let's give him a chance. You know what I'm saying? Let's not just throw everything and say, oh, he sucks. Let's get the other guy in. Skip, he gonna let him. Sometimes it takes you to fail, Earl, to see.
Well, you know, in this case, Gilbert, it really ain't no other guy. If they talking about what was the name of that semi-pro football league? Yeah,
semi-pro, it's professional, USFL. Yeah. Earl, that's
come on, man.
It's not semi, it's professional.
Hey, it ain't the NFL.
This ain't like Racine Raiders down the road. Hell, this is a professional football.
Yeah.
So it's like how baseball got their farm league, girl. That's how we got to look at it.
Yeah, you know, Gilbert, really do. I was reading this story, man, about a kind of an unsung guy. He was a walk-on, kind of like they have walk-ons at college. Mm-hmm. And he didn't get drafted. Okay. And they say every year the Packers for the last 18 years have had one guy who's been able to make the roster. The chances of a cat man undrafted, Gilbert, making the roster, that's almost impossible, isn't it?
It's pretty close, Earl. It's pretty close.
To being impossible?
Yeah, just because you got all these drafted guys and all these guys. Yeah, you guys coming in, you know what I'm saying, from different teams and unrestricted free, or whatever, there's free agents and all that stuff. And you got a cat that didn't get drafted, that didn't nobody have on their radar.
Yeah.
and Gutekunst and them said, let's get this kid a shot. And he made the team? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's a football player.
You know, man, we're going to talk about that a little bit on the other side. I guess people start pulling for him, right? After a while.
Everybody pull for Rudy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a Rudy in Notre Dame,
man. Right, man. That's one of my favorite movies. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. On the Earl Ingram Show, we'll be right back.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
40 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kiner, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies expected today with a high of 79. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows level off around 60. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow, 83. Mid-80s Wednesday and Thursday.
wanna try. What? Snitches wanna die. What? The snitches wonder why. What? Snitches wanna die. What? All I know is pain. What? All I feel is rain. What? I cannot maintain with madness on my brain.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. Under the helmet with the grave digger, Gilbert. Gilbert, what was that racket?
Earl.
What was that racket?
Earl, you remember that song?
You remember that song
when I used to have them kids out there, and we was the Rough Riders running all up down to the football camp, whooping all of y'all.
Hey, man, you know, you always, so when we did the camp, Gilbert did the camp, Calvin, and it would come time to pick the players, right? Gilbert would pick the players. So Gilbert would always pick the biggest and the strongest and the toughest kids.
And
would leave me with the midgets, right? So Gilbert got to pick the teams. And I would think, man, the first thing he would have said was, look, since I played pro ball and I did all these things, I'm going to take the runts. And just to show the people just how good I can be. No, man, he took the man children, the big boys. And
Calvin, give him a glass of hater. Give him a glass of hater.
Hey, man.
Girl, you know, I always said, and I told y'all before, I could take a broken flower and make it bloom.
Hey, man, you know what? You know, I miss them times, man. We got to get back to that.
We got
COVID got in the way of all that. And
it changed the world, bro.
Yeah, it did. But let me ask you, man, we're right there. The Packers are gonna start scrimmaging with the Cincinnati Bengals.
This week.
So, and I know, man, I don't remember when they started doing that, man, but man, back during Vince Lombardi days, it wasn't gonna be none of that.
No, I mean, you gotta look at it. So we played them,
money, right?
We played in regular season too, right?
Yeah,
yeah, we played. So it's a good tone setter. You know what I'm saying? You're going against them. You're going against a different guy. They're gonna show you some looks, not what they do. But they're gonna show you some looks. It's another controlled thing where, hey, we want to see this today, and they're gonna ask us, we want to see this today. You know, it's a different team. You see what I'm saying? So you can do that.
But isn't it a lot harder to get the guys to pull up?
Oh no!
Because it's a scrimmage. You don't.
It's a scrimmage, but we gonna hit you. Oh yeah, they're gonna tell you to pull up, but yeah, okay. Yeah, okay.
Hey, but and then after these scrimmages, that's who the Packers open up the preseason game on Saturday.
It's with them.
Yeah, with the Cincinnati Bengals.
Okay.
You know.
That's good. That's good.
And to be honest with you, Gilbert, this is where we begin, man. The real juice started flowing in that first preseason game.
Oh, yeah.
Because all that is live, right? In the preseason game, it's 100% live.
You got to get a job. It's a job interview for some cats.
Yeah.
You got to go do your job interview. You better have your resume in. Dress to impress. Put the best foot forward. Get out there.
You know, man. Just, and for people who are listening who may not understand, guys who've been playing football, some of them since peewee football, all the way up through high school, college, positioning themselves, hoping that they can continue their dream, which is what they've prepared themselves for, right? I mean, all the guys who are there and who put on that G and all these other teams and the shoulder pads and the pack of jersey, this is their dream, man. They've prepared their whole life for that. And it can end.
Don't get satisfied. Once you get satisfied, the Grim Reaper gonna come knocking on your door. I'm here, but I got to keep moving now. You can't be satisfied with where you at right now. You got to be better than where you was.
Yeah, well, you talking about the guys who already make the team. I'm talking about the guys.
No, I'm talking about the young guys. There's some young guys that get there and they smile and I made it. No, you ain't made it yet, Junior.
Well, you know, I knew a couple guys who came out of my football league who made it there, and they was only there for one season.
Yeah. A minute.
Yeah.
That's a minute.
Probably like the 52nd player on a 53-man team.
No, it was 57.
Yeah.
On a 53-man team because you're expendable. Again, that word.
Yeah. Yeah. You know.
We ain't talking about Sylvester Stallone, expendables.
Yeah.
No.
Listen, we got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to continue.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Bartenders, are you ready to shake things up? Jammers Bar and Grill is seeking vibrant and energetic people like you to join their team. Once you join, your nights and weekends will be filled with excitement. Jammers Bar and Grill is also the go-to spot for parties and events. No experience? No problem. They'll train you to be a master mixologist. And the best part, their pay is as good as their customers. And they're the best. Join the team. Have fun. Make money. Stop by today and apply at Jammers Bar and Grill. 2810 Eagle Road in Rapids.
It's that time of year again. The fall sports season is about to kick off, and you'll want the best seat in the house so you can get in on all the action. But when it's time to go, you know, to use the facility, you want the best seat there too. That's why you should call Crockett Septic. Crockett Septic can provide porta-potty rentals for a competitive price and provide reliable service to ensure your porta-potty seat will always be a good one too. Wait a second. What if you stay home to watch the game? You better make sure your throne is ready to go, especially if you have friends coming over. Many area counties right now are sending out reminder cards that it's time to get your septic pumped. So call Crockett Septic and they'll take care of that right away so you'll have the best seat in the house.
Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay, smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Yeah.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a chance for scattered showers. Daytime highs approaching 73. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast tonight. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 59. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 63. Cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 65.
So welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. You know, Calvin, that kind of music, man, can you imagine? It looked like that kind of music Gilbert was listening to when he was playing. And that probably just drove you insane, Gilbert. You run out of the tunnel to that, man. What would you be doing?
First of all, that's Tribe Called Quest. OMG. Second of all, they wouldn't be playing that. You know what used to get us mad?
I said if they would, and you come out of the tunnel of that.
You know, when we used to go to New Orleans or Atlanta,
they play that.
They playing that while you're warming up.
Yeah.
In Green Bay, we playing
Frank Sinatra.
Yeah. Old blue eyes going down.
Hey. And the other team, they like monsters, man. They got them all.
The other team would come to us and say, what is y'all playing? How are we supposed to get hyped listening to that?
Hey, you know, Gilbert, I was looking at the schedule. For the Packers. And you know, man, it looked like something they can do something with, man. You know.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean, opening day the Bears. Week two, they play the Falcons. The Falcons ain't, you know, they're in the same shape the Packers in. They're kind of rebuilding, right?
Yeah.
You know, so there's a good chance. And then week three, they play the New Orleans Saints. Now, that's going to be a dogfight because, you know they're in Lambeau Field.
Yeah.
But the Saints are always going to be a dogfight, right?
Yeah, but you got to look at that. Is that the first home game?
Yeah, first home game for the Packers.
Then Earl, they turn around and play that Thursday.
The Packers.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they turn around and play that Thursday. So it's only if they play on Sunday, they got to turn around and play on Thursday. They only got 3 days.
Yeah, and they're playing the Detroit Lions.
Big game, big divisional game right there.
Yeah, I asked you before how you can recover from that game on Sunday and then turn around and play on Thursday. Bumps and bruises.
Yeah.
But this is the psychological part of football. Maybe, you know, we just see the physical side of the game.
Yeah.
And you always say, what, 90%?
Mental. 10% physical.
So,
because you mentally you fighting yourself. If you got an eight that's going to ache for the next 18 weeks, you got to fight through that, man.
Man, I can't even begin to imagine.
Oh, my God.
My elbow is hurting.
Oh, my God.
I need my elbow because I got a monster coming up against me on Thursday. I went down on my elbow on Sunday. Mm-hmm. It ain't gotten any better. Oh, but I can get a shot, though, right?
Hyperextended.
Hey, elbow. Hey, Gilbert, I can get a shot, though, right?
Some guys can, yeah.
What you mean, some guys?
I don't do that. If Motrin can't help me, I'm
hey, but you getting paid.
I don't like nobody shooting me in my butt.
Yeah. But they
I take that Motrin and I'm good.
But they will do it.
Some guys will do it, yeah.
And so now you gotta play against that monster.
But then after you come down off of that, you don't know how much you'd hurt it even more until you come off of it.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And everybody was talking about, it's like anybody, you go to work and your back is killing you, you go to the doctor and get a shot because you got to fight through it.
Yeah, it's true.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't doing nothing out of the ordinary.
So Gilbert, you doing something out of the ordinary. You're playing pro football. So week five, they play the Raiders. A Monday night game. You know, the Packers still, without Aaron Rodgers, it just goes to show the Green Bay Packers still going to be respected. It doesn't matter who they have behind the quarterback because they're getting these prime time games.
Everybody want to see. Back in the day, though, you know, it was hard to get prime time games until we started kicking tail. Because, you know, Green Bay was Club Siberia.
Yeah.
That's what they tell guys. Oh, you keep acting up, we're going to see you in Green Bay.
Until Reggie showed up.
Till Big Dog showed up.
Yeah. You know, man, you know, then you guys play. You play against the Denver Broncos. I mean, listen, man, you really, when you look at the schedule that the Packers have, and the schedules that the New York Jets have.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, man, you know, the Jets got one of the toughest schedules in all of football. The Packers clearly got a much easier schedule.
I wouldn't call it too much easier because some of those teams, let's take the Denver Broncos, for instance. They got a new coach. They're going to be better this year.
No question.
No question, they're gonna be better this year. So, you can't go off what they did last year because everybody is different this year. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's gonna be a whole different. It's gonna be interesting, Earl, to say the least.
Well, you know, Gilbert. When I look at the teams they're playing again, Denver, the Rams, Atlanta, the Steelers, ain't nobody really scared of them cats. You know,
man, don't you start, Earl. Don't you start.
Hey,
all of them got a chip on their shoulder. Steelers got a chip on their shoulder because they still trying to recover from losing Ben Roethlisberger.
Well, they ain't won nothing since my hair was black.
And I tipped my hat off to the coach because he been there forever.
Hey, Gilbert, they ain't won nothing since my hair was black. So what we talking about? I love the Steelers, man, but come on, man.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
You know how long ago my hair was black?
Yeah, man, 47? 46?
Hey, let's go to the phone lines and Dave from Mequon. Good morning to you, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. Really quickly, I agree with Gilbert. I'm actually looking forward to the season. Because you're going to have a lot of new blood on that team, and I think you're going to see some incredible plays. I also think you're going to see mistakes too, like anything else when you have new guys. But I also think it's a fresh start. You know, we're starting. We don't have all the drama that we've had to deal with the last few years. And I just think I'm looking forward to. I remember when the Packers were not so good, and 8-8 was considered a great season. You know, that was back, when, Bart Starr was coach. And, I think...
Lindy Infante.
There was a lot of lean years there. There's still question. But what I'm saying is that, you know what, I even look at if you look right now, the Brewers are in first place because got all these young rookies.
But go ahead.
I know. But I'm just saying, but you have all that new blood on the team. They're starting to shine.
Baseball, I think the Packers
have got a lot of I know, but again, I think the Packers, based on the information that I've been reading about, there's a lot of good competition happening in practice, and yep. Some of these guys are just ready to go. I think it'll be good. I think having all that new blood on the team is going to be a good thing, and they're going to grow together.
Yeah, okay. Well, growing together means, you know, it's going to take a while. Thank you very much for the call. You know, Gilbert, I'm not saying people don't have a right to think that the Packers are going to be good. And we can all think, and, you know, who's that to say it? If you wish upon a star, dreams will take you very far. Somebody prophetic said that. Who is that? Dorothy for the Wizard of Oz? man, wish upon
That's
a star,
Kansas.
Dreams
will take you very far. It's watching now. That's Kansas now. You're getting you're stepping on some toes. Hey, but I'm gonna say this, Earl. I heard somewhere, I don't know if it was some article or something, but Coach said, "Now I can coach."
Yeah,
meaning he has a pupil now that's gonna listen.
I know. I got all that.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what's the interesting thing about this season. I'm going to see what kind of coach we really got.
Thank you.
I mean, he pretty and all. We going to give it to him. He pretty, yeah. But can he coach?
Hey, Gilbert, here's what you guys, and you should know better. You know, Dave's different. I understand. He's, you know, he's just a fan. But you should know better. I don't care how well the coach coaches these young players and all of them to try to bring them together. In the NFL, that don't happen in a short period of time. You guys, when y'all got together, Gilbert, the first year y'all got together, you'd run through a brick wall, but you weren't ready to deal with. You had to gel, man. Football is about gelling, man. Knowing who I can trust on my team. Ain't that what that's about, man?
That's what it's about, Earl, but it's also about the dude that's molding the ship. He has to mold this ship.
That takes time.
It takes time, but he ain't got a lot of time.
I know.
they pay him just like they pay them players for a job that he has to get done. If it's a chessboard, he got certain pawns in certain places. He got to put it to where he's winning games. Guess what?
Oh,
he go.
I know. Gilbert, I don't miss any of those things. I understand that. But the other cats out there, they're in the same situation. The teams you playing against.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
and
teams that have been together a little bit, like Detroit. You know, Detroit is they finally got a good coach. You would agree with that, right?
Yeah, it sounds like you're saying the same thing I'm saying, but you just want to be different.
No, man, the difference is Detroit.
The coach.
Yeah,
listener. The coach changed the Detroit Lions. The coach did. With the players he brought in and the new scheme that he gave them and the new attitude that he gave them, they always say you are a reflection of your head coach.
You know, Gilbert, the Packers are going to be younger than they've been in probably the last 10 years.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, and they got these younger players, and younger players make mistakes.
Yep.
And they make mistakes because you talk about chess, they see, hey, Gilbert is out there. Gilbert just got out there. They got him out there. That's where we're going to attack.
No, they don't want to do that.
No, I'm just saying. They didn't say with you. I'm just using you as an example. But the point is, Gilbert, football, and we watch football, we love it because we see the physicality of it. But, man, It's what they're doing, man. It's scientists. It's mad scientists. The offensive catch, the defensive catch, those are scientists, right?
Absolutely.
No,
absolutely.
Yeah. That's what the people don't see. Listen, we got to go to a break. Yeah, we got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the grave digger. We'll be right back.
In Wisconsin, making memories together is for everyone, whatever your ability. So here's to soaking up surf culture right here on Wisconsin's Fresh Coast. To making time for stargazing as a family. And to imaginations clear for takeoff. Here's to festies with besties. And singing along to your favorite song. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Start your summer getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water. Then stir it with a shovel.
Wow. You sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Yours. I sip the dumb pee, watching Gandhi till I'm charged and writing in my book of rhymes. All the words past the margin, the whole of mic I'm throbbing. Mechanical movement, understandable smooth.
It's the movement.
Thief's theme. The play me at night, they won't act right. The fiend of hip hop has got me stuck like a air pipe. The mind activation.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Under the helmet with the gravedigger. Gilbert, I got to say to you, man, and Calvin, I've never heard that song.
We know.
But it sounds pretty good.
The flow.
What is that?
Delivery, the flow, the beat.
Who is it?
It's Nas.
It's Nas.
Who is that?
Oh,
one of the greats from New York.
Oh my God! One of the best lyricalists. I mean, just
Hey, man. Hey, I think I heard of that fella. But anyway, that sounded pretty good. Gilbert, let me ask you. When opening day, can you sleep?
No.
Now, take us up to opening day, man. Tell us, you made the squad.
You want as a veteran or a rookie?
As a
rookie. What is it? Oh my God.
Family in the audience.
You got family that done came down. Your week has been getting you a house and getting you a place to stay. So your week has been hectic. Your week has been hectic. People pulling on you for tickets and everything like that. When you get over to the stadium, you're supposed to be there 2 hours before the game. That's a relief. Because now you got 2 hours to get into your element. You can leave the real world behind you as soon as you walk through that door. And all you thinking about is tearing somebody's head off. And not going to jail. You hear me? And as a rookie, like I did this before, I'm sitting up there and I'm standing on the yard line and I see those Green Bay Packer helmets going down the line and I see those Chicago Bear helmets going down the line. That's when you know you made it. Game one, regular season game, and you see that down the line. OMG.
Let me ask you. The cat who fires you up, like woo, and the cat get done with his speech, and you're ready to run through the brick wall head first, right?
Sometimes you want to tell that cat to sit down and shut up. Come on, man. We don't need all that. Turn that down. We trying to get right.
Really? So on the pro level, on college, you need that, right?
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you might. But I was never the rah-rah guy, man. You know what I'm saying?
No, you didn't, but there were other guys.
Yeah, I got you. I'm like, come on, man. I'm already there. But some guys do need that. I ain't going to lie. It's like some guys, they got to go in the restroom and throw up.
Really?
Because their stomach ain't right. They're too nervous. It's crazy, man. But once you take that first hit, all that stuff leave your body. You ready to go?
Yeah, I mean it's like a dream, right? You living a dream.
Living a dream, man. You living a dream until they hit you. You gonna wake up. You wake up about that dream, homeboy.
Hey, let me ask you. When you first started playing, did they put you on the kickoff and coverage and?
Yes, absolutely.
See, they don't do that anymore.
In Kansas, I was a dude that got to set the wall up.
Oh.
And guess who coming down? That kamikaze guy.
Yep.
That's coming down, and you got to stop him from, oh, my God. Earl, I really dislike that position so bad. But once I became a starter, I said, hey, man, y'all got to get me off, even though I was doing a good job. No, man, y'all got to get me out of there because the fool that's coming down there, he coming down full tilt with no eye.
To break the wedge
with his eyes closed, girl. You can see his eyes closed. You can see his eyes closed before the bomb hit.
So people don't see and didn't focus on that. That's why they took away.
With the ball.
This is why they kind of took away kickoffs. Because
too many people getting hurt. Too many people getting hurt. That's an unguided missile coming down at you. Oh my God. And you ain't gonna take it, y'all. You gonna give it too.
Oh yeah.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Yeah, they put you on there for a reason. First, you're expendable. Two, you're stupid. And three, you don't know how to act.
So is that why you're telling me, Gilbert, that I was on the kickoff team in high school? I was expendable.
Yeah, he was expendable. Yeah.
I thought it was my talent.
They couldn't find a spot for you, so they're gonna put you on the kickoff team so you can keep it.
Hey, that was more the truth than anything else, right? but I didn't care because I was on the
field. You was playing, right. Yeah. That's not it.
Yeah,
but I'm going to tell you this. I was never on the kickoff team, Earl.
No, hey, man, you Gilbert Brown, never. Man. I'm just a never. Lowly talk show host, man.
Yeah, with great hair.
I'm just a lowly talk show host. You're Gilbert Brown. So, yeah, they put me as a wedge breaker.
Ooh.
So
that's why you ain't got no sense now.
Hey, Earl. Get down there and I throw my body into the
way. Let's see how you can make that tackle, Earl. Come on, do it for the team. you all souped up listening to him like a dummy.
Hey, 140-pound wedge breaker. Hey, man, but I was on the field, man. Right.
But whatever job you got, that's what some of these kids, man, like you said, if they undrafted, never got an opportunity. That's your opportunity to show them that you can play the game. You got to do the stuff that don't nobody else want to do to make the team.
Yeah. Listen, man, we got to go. It happened already. But next Monday, man, we'll be able to talk about the first preseason game.
Yeah.
Yeah, and some action.
I'm going to enjoy that. But don't think Jordan Love ain't going to play long.
No, I know that. I know that.
Hey, if he play at all.
Hey, man, hey, we got to run.
Okay.
All right, I'm doing with the grave digger. I will see you again next Monday.
I like your Milwaukee Brewers hat, too.
All right, man. All right. I'm a Cub.
Even though you punching at the other dude.
I'm a Cub fan.
Football, yeah.
I'm a Cub fan. The hat was free. All right, got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.